Unless a piano falls in our broadcast setup here courtside at Independence, I think we're ready to rock and roll. Let's talk about this matchup.
Yeah.
Both teams operating off a quick turnaround here. Franklin coming off a thrilling win at home over Brentwood on Wednesday. That marked their 11th straight victory. And they've done it, Slay, with almost an entirely new cast of characters after losing all five starters and their sixth man from a team that went 28-4 and won the district last season. Been an impressive overhaul by head coach Jason Tigert in his third season.
Yeah, you want to always come into a situation and have a foundation laid, and Tigert has been able to do that, so commend him for that. Commend him for those guys, for them buying in. That's the main thing. They were able to buy into what he's preaching, and now you see the success, and I think it's happening a little faster than he thought it would.
They had to do it by replacing Reed Kemp, one of the most prolific scorers in school history. He's now playing college ball at Missouri Western with a former high school teammate in Reese Glover, another guy who could shoot it a little bit from beyond the arc. But to go from funneling most of the scoring through one guy, even most of the rebounding through another in Matt Thurman, the post player that graduated last season, it's been much more of a group effort for the Admirals.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see. When you want to get some instant success, you want to be able to have a team concept. It's easy for guys like Reed and them to get going when they were playing, but to see a team like this and a guy emerge, a younger guy, and lead this bunch and get everybody else involved, that's what you want to see as a coach. Because you know, once you add that main piece, a guy like a Reed Kemp or something again, then you really skyrocket. So it's going to be interesting to see if these guys can keep it up.
Meanwhile, Independence comes off an overtime win over Ravenwood Wednesday, right on here on this floor. And the Eagles have burst onto the scene this season. Head coach Mark Wilkins hired in the offseason out of South Gibson to take over a team that was below 500 last year, and he's really done a good job rejuvenating this program.
Yeah, without question, man. This is a team here, when you talk about getting up and down the floor, they can do it. And if they need to slow down, they got a guy that they can put the ball in his hand and depend on him. And when you lean on a guy like that, we just talked about it with Franklin, being able to go with a guy like Kemp and so forth and so on, but they got a guy. And when I mean fill it up, I've seen him play once before. I can't wait to see him play tonight and really set this thing off. He might pour from the volleyball line. See that with Steph Curry a little bit. You may see that with the Independence guy tonight.
Talking about sophomore Jet Montgomery, we'll hear from head coach Mark Wilkins about his super sophomore next segment here on the pregame show, presented by Paul Winkler Investing out here at Independence High School, getting ready to take on the Franklin Admirals in the 104.5 The Zone High School Basketball Game of the Week. The home team, Slay, they're going to go.
Yeah.
Speed, speed, speed. Yep. That is the name of this program under Mark Wilkins.
Yeah, and then speed, a lot of people, when you hear it, you think automatic offensively. Speed, we want to get up and down. No, they want to speed on defense too. So they'll throw some junk defenses at you to speed you up to make them play at your pace, which a pace that you can control. Speed up and down both ways. Deep bench and see what happens.
You know, these teams are very familiar opponents, but this season it's not a district game.
Yeah.
After reclassification in the offseason, they both still reside in Region 6 of now the brand new 4A classification, but Franklin in District 11, Independence in District 12. Now they're still going to square off twice this year like they're used to. It just doesn't have an impact on their district standing. So with that said, try telling this packed house at Independence that this game holds any less importance than their next district game.
I dare you to try to walk into any gym in Williamson County and try to tell them that none of these games really matter. You can't do it. And you can see by the people pouring in the gym before the men's game, the boys' game, and the support that the ladies are getting. So it's vice versa. If we were going to Franklin, it'd be the exact same thing. It's pride on the line in this. You got to be able to walk around with your chest high in the same community that you're walking around with your friends in going to school with.
There is hardly an open seat in the house here at Independence. MyTV 30 is here to carry the game. Hardly an open seat for this girls' game happening right in front of us, nearing its end as the Admirals lead the Lady Eagles 56-30. It's coming home night at Independence High School. They're doing a Hall of Fame ceremony in between games. So a lot going on here in Thompson Station, Tennessee. And when we come back, we'll go over the players to watch. We'll hear from both head coaches as we lead you up to kickoff between Franklin and Independence. Tip-off, I should say,
yes,
on the 104.5 The Zone High School Basketball Game of the Week. Welcome back to Independence High School, the site of our second 104.5 The Zone High School Basketball Game of the Week. Lucas Panzeca, former SEC Basketball Player of the Year Ron Slay, alongside me, getting you ready for a Williamson County matchup between two 17-4 programs. And first, Slay will hone in on the home team. You brought him up in the last segment, Jet Montgomery. the sophomore phenom for the Independence Eagles. It was funny, you talking to Coach Wilkins in our conversation this week. He said, Coach, if I could draw up a basketball player, I would draw up the opposite of Jet Montgomery, but that kid just gets it done.
Yeah.
25 points per game this year.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, and I'm talking about drawing him up, and I'm going to draw the opposite, but I want the same production that he has. So you don't judge a book by its cover. This guy's small, but, boy, can he get it done? Yes, he can. So I can't wait. I saw him once earlier this year, and when I say fill it up from anywhere, Pan, he fills it up from anywhere. Short range, mid range, long range, whatever it is, just put the ball in his hand and you can expect a bucket.
Half of that battle is confidence, right?
Yeah.
And head coach Mark Wilkins says he has it in spades, almost as if the missed shots just boost his confidence level to want to take it more, and it helps when his teammates are fully supportive of that too.
There you go. If you got the support of your teammates, man, you can pretty much do anything. That's what separates a lot of guys, confidence. We'll talk about that a lot over this season. You can see the different tiers of guys, and one will be confidence that raises you up to a different tier.
Now, what's the key here for Franklin to take away a guy like Jet Montgomery? You know, Jason Tiger, the head coach of Franklin, told us this week, with the balance that they have as a coach, I hate it when other teams try to take away one or two guys. Now, they have the luxury of having balanced scoring across the board. For Independence, that's not so much the case. Here's a team that averages over 72 points per game. Like I said, 25 of those points come from Jet Montgomery. So what do the Eagles have to try and do to avoid him getting taken out of this matchup by the Admirals' defense?
Man, I think you first and foremost have to try to limit his touches. You know, you get the shots that you want on the offensive end where you can have defensive balance. That'll create something where you can stop the ball. You don't want them to be able to get long rebounds, get it to him, pitch ahead. He get a 3-on-2 and you don't know where he is. All of a sudden you got a 3. That's a headache, and you don't want a nightmare all night, and that's what he can show. So you want to take good shots. Second off, when the ball's in bounds, any dead balls, deny. Full deny. See if you can do that. And you got to have teammates helping you. It's not going to be one man that can get that job done. You're going to have teammates helping you. It's a group effort to try to stop a guy like Jet Montgomery.
Let's hear from head coach Mark Wilkins on Jet Montgomery. As we said, first-year head coach, was hired out of South Gibson last year. Very familiar with the Mid-State basketball landscape. Former assistant at Beach High School under Darren Joins and a student manager at Lipscomb in his time there in college. Now the head man at Independence. Here's Mark Wilkins talking about his sophomore stud, Jet Montgomery.
I think it does start with him. I think, you know, we're not going to try to sugarcoat it. Everyone knows it. You know, when he's going, it kind of frees up a lot of things for us. But, you know, it's got to be a balance. You know, I think last night, for example, Jed had 20 and Matthew Witt, who's been injured, just came back for us, had 18. And he's a post player for us. And so any coach would love to have multiple weapons on the floor. And I think we do. But I also, you know, the thing about him that has always impressed me, and I want to say this every time people want to talk about him, is that his reputation among the team is just amazing. Everyone wants him to shoot. Everyone wants him to do the things he does. When he shoots a long one and misses, nobody's looking over at the bench and frustrated at him. They just say, hey, he missed a shot. No big deal. And I think that goes back to just his humility and that he's excited when Owen hits a shot. And, you know, it just makes him easy to cheer for. And so that's something that I've noticed from the very beginning, that even older guys are trying to get him the ball when he's just a sophomore. And I think that's real special about his personality and his humility.
You know, it was funny. Coach Wilkins said right after that statement that a freshman the other day made this comment after Jet Montgomery dropped a career-high 40 points in a loss against Fairview a couple of weeks ago. He said, Jet, you're the only player I know that can drop 40 and have his mom drive you home after the game. As a sophomore, that's the kind of impact that he's had on this team. Certainly a bright future.
Yeah, without question, man. That's it right there. You also got to see him come out of here and do a little coming home, man. I remember I miss these days, man. Coach would never let us walk out and do the coming home. He said it was too much of a distraction for us. So we had to sit back there in the tunnel, watch all the other kids and our peers have fun, man. But guess what? After that was over, Jet Montgomery, you on the stage now. It's your show.
These guys are locked in. Both teams out on the floor warming up as you hear the boos rain down from the Independent student section. The Franklin Admirals have taken the floor for warm-ups. Coming home celebrations are in the rear view. Independence coming out of their brand new locker room that was unveiled to the players earlier this week.
Really
something
nice
they're
too.
Certainly talking about, no doubt about it. Well, we go from one super sophomore to another. Jet Montgomery on the independent side. Let's talk about Davis Long on the Franklin side. Here's a guy that doesn't score at the level of Montgomery. He averages 8.5 points per game, although he is coming off a career-high 18 against Brentwood on Wednesday, including the game-winning bucket at the buzzer. But Davis Long does so much for this team across the board. The versatility from this young player is going to be fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, without question. A young guy like this, and you look at when you turn the page and you go opposite of a guy like Jet Montgomery, you turn and you look at a guy like Davis Long, this young man is a guy that can impact the game in a total, total aspect of it, whether it be defense, whether it be assisting, whether it be diving for loose balls, making his energy contagious to the rest of his teammates. That right there is the sign of a leader. And it's odd to see a sophomore do that and then guys respond to that. So not only does his team respond to that, but his coach responds to that as well and pushes everybody. You know he can put responsibility on them and fill those shoes of a void that was left. And I think he's doing a tremendous job, really.
Jason Tiger told us this week, he makes us go. It's high praise for a head coach who's coming off a district championship last season to say that about a sophomore. Told us he would have gotten those minutes last season. Problem was he was behind a guy named Reed Kemp, who was scoring 30-plus points per game on a nightly basis.
Yeah, man. And then, you know what's really good about him? He got to see Reed Kemp and the way he affected the game and knew, I don't have that style right now. That's not who I am. But I can affect the game in a different way. And me being a sixth man like I was throughout my career, a lot of times in high school to my senior year, then so forth in college, you get to sit and dissect the game. When you watch the game from the bench, you get a different feel, a different perspective of the game. And I think you're seeing that in a leader in Davis Long. How can you affect the game? Put him in the game and he shows them. It's that simple.
Long, a 5'11", 155-pound sophomore, but don't let it fool you. 5 assists per game, averages nearly 2 steals per game, and as I said, 8.5 points per game, but really coming into his own as a scorer. And Slay, it helps. He had to guard Reed Kemp every single day in practice last season as well.
Yeah, you know, the old-time mantra is, man, iron sharpens iron, and I don't think you can sharpen it any sharper than he did when he had to go against Reed Kemp every day.
So as much as we can say about Davis Long, he needs the guys around him to perform as well for Franklin to have success, and they've done that so far this year. This team is on an 11-game win streak. They have not lost since December 17th, a loss at the Ravenwood Raptors. Guys like Jack Medalli, the lead scorer for this basketball team, Noah McGee, Tom Fortner, lots of double-digit scorers kind of scattered across the roster, and they've gotten just enough from each guy across the board. A lot of balance with these Franklin Admirals.
Yeah, without question. You want to see a guy like Jack Medalli to go out there and use his size, be able to pull the size of independence away from the basket, have him at his mercy and see what he can do. Don't want to settle for too much. But then you got a guy you can also lean on, like you said, Noah McGee. And he's a guy that can play all around also. Smaller, like 6'1", but at the same time can get down there and get dirty. You look up and you're trying to figure out who can get the rebound, and you look up and it's Noah McGee that comes down with the rebound.
Jason Tiger spoke to us about that this week, the way this team has come along after Franklin lost all 5 starters and their 6th man. So much production gone from last year's 28-4 campaign. Coach Tiger, now in his 3rd season at the helm of the Franklin Admirals, spoke to us about that balance and how it's progressed throughout the course of the season. Here's Jason Tiger from our conversation earlier this week.
I definitely think we're trending the right way. This is a team that we really had no experience going into the season. We lost all 5 starters from last year's squad and really our first person off the bench as well. And so what we've seen is steadily we've gotten better throughout the season. They've got a great work ethic, a great approach to both practices and games. And so I think we're definitely heading the right direction.
Coach Tiger, a Dixon County High School alum, coached at Marshall County for 6 seasons, then at his alma mater in Dixon for another 6 years before coming to Franklin to replace head coach Darren Joins, who is now the athletic director of the Williamson County School System. Coach Tiger, in that time, 65-19 as the head coach of the Admirals. Slay, in his last 8 matchups against Independence, both as the head coach at Franklin and Dixon County, Tiger is 7-1. It'll be up to the Eagles to snap that tonight.
Yeah, we'll. And we're going to see if his team can rally around him and get that done. Listen, it's up in the air. You can smell it in the air. When you walk in the gym, the popcorn was popping. If you are a fan of the game of basketball, this is that atmosphere that you want to play under. And if this doesn't get your juice going, guess what? You don't need to go in. You don't need to go in the game. You need to come over and sit with us, and I can pet your head right now, and then you can worry about going in the game later. Because I would love to be out there.
How excited are you to be here right now?
Man, I am pumped. You hear me? I got chills. I'm trying to. You know what? I got a hoodie on, a sweater right now. I'm going to have to come out of this. This ain't going to work. Not for no sleigh ride.
We're going to see a lot of speed here tonight. We've gone over the Franklin Admirals that are balanced across the board. The Independence Eagles, of course, driven by sophomore Jet Montgomery. Both teams 17-4. Both unbeaten in their respective districts within the Region 6 umbrella. But what is the X factor when a game like this, when it's going to be back and forth, helter-skelter, high up-tempo, what does it come down to in these types of games at this level?
Man, it comes down to details, and that's the easiest things to follow, but the most difficult things to do. You got to be able to rebound the ball. You got to be able to box out. You got to be able to make free throws and finish when you have 2 feet in the paint. That's simple. The 3 points, that's the glitz and glamour. You know what I mean? Taking care of the ball, doing the fancy dribbles, the crossover, the oohs and the ahs, all that's cool. But it's one, you know me, I'm a post guy. I'm going to be down there in the boom boom room, and that's where you got to go win it at. It's that simple, man. And then stay keys. Stay to your keys. You know you can't let a guy like Jet get an open look. Keep your hand right there in front of his face. Don't go out there and close out, put your hands down. Why would you do that on the shooter? It's going to be that simple.
Ron Slay's fired up.
Let's go.
Crowd at Independence High School is fired up. We are 7 minutes away from tip-off between Franklin and Independence. Let's meet our starters here on 104.5 The Zone, starting with the visitors, the Franklin Admirals, 17-4, 2-0 in District 11-4A. Number one, junior guard Jack Medalli, 6'5", 200 pounds, 15 points per game. Also this team's lead rebounder, 8 rebounds per game. Number two, Tom Fortner, the senior forward, leads this team in field goal percentage, both from the floor and beyond the three-point line. Number three, Noah McGee, the senior guard, tied in as the lead scorer with Medalli with 15 points per game. The guy that Franklin wants on the free throw line with the game on the line. Number four, the sophomore that we've talked about, Davis Long, does so much for this basketball team, their leader in assists. And number 12, Sam Medalli, the sophomore guard, younger brother of Jack, and will be a key piece in the balance that these Admirals have been able to achieve this season. The home team tonight, the Independence Eagles, led by Mark Wilkins in his first season, also 17-4, 3-0 in District 12-4A. Number one, Jet Montgomery, the sophomore, averaging 25 points per game. Number two, Owen Reese, a 6'3 senior, bombs it away from beyond the arc. They're going to look to get him some good looks tonight. Number three, Tyus Anderson, the senior 6'2 point guard, makes this team go, so critical to what they want to do with his command of the floor. Number 11, Tylen Lewis, a 6-foot freshman and a great defender. Number 25, Cameron Bell, the 6'6 senior and post player, leads this team in rebounders and brings some experience to this Independence lineup. Ron Slay, we ready?
Listen up, man. You hear this crowd?
Well, I hear it.
Are we ready? Are the players ready? Are the coaches ready? The umps better be ready. Listen, it is time. Uh-oh. They're getting riled up. It's time to go. It's about time to go. I thought they won't be out there or something. I thought they were cheering for me, Pan.
I'm going to have to hold you back a couple of times tonight, and I don't think I'm capable of doing that. We're going to have to get help from our buddy Moses Alomo from our great promotions team here at 104.5 The Zone. Last thing before we hit this break and get you to tip off. Both these teams played on Wednesday.
Yeah.
High-intensity rivalry district games for Franklin. We mentioned the buzzer-beating win at home against Brentwood for Independence, an overtime win over Ravenwood, 74-72. That was 48 hours ago. Now they got to gear up to go head-to-head against teams with the exact same record. What's the biggest challenge in doing that?
Man, the biggest challenge is the mental part of it, being able to turn around and know you're coming off a high of a game. How do you focus back down and settle in? The bodies are cool. The physical aspect, listen, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age, man, you can run all day. This is like AAU. They do it anyway. You are looking for the mental edge that you can get over this team, and you can carry that over to home.
Let's get you to tip off. Coming up next on 104.5 The Zone, it's the high school basketball game of the week. Franklin at Independence when we come back. Welcome back to Independence High School, where the lights are off. And starters are about to be announced for the home team, the 17-4 Independence Eagles, led by first-year head coach Mark Wilkins. Lucas Panzeca, Ron Slay with you as Independence prepares to host 17-4 Franklin, led by third-year head coach Jason Tiger. Slay, I don't even know if our audience can hear us right now. I can barely hear us right now. This is one of the most deafening high school basketball environments I've ever been in. The Franklin student section behind us, the Independent student section across from us, and a whole lot more people here at Independence High School.
Oh, it's live and direct, man. I'm telling you, I told you I was coming out my hoodie. I did. Now I got chills. They turned the lights off. Oh, my gosh, man. The fans are dialed in. It's time to play, man. This is basketball. This is what it's about. Anytime after Christmas, when those games start, that's when it really counts. Regardless, district, whatever it is, region, any of that. None of that matters, man. It's about lacing them up every night and getting ready for that tournament come February.
What's going through your mind at this stage in your high school basketball career, right? Not pro, not college. Take yourself back to your time at Pearl Cone.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind on the floor in this kind of environment at that age?
I'm actually thinking, we got to win this jump ball, and whoever gets it, throw it up to the rim. I'm going to get it. I'm going to set this thing off. I may get a tech pan because I'm going over there. I'm doing the airplane to the crowd. I'm getting live as possible. I can't lose like this, man. One thing I'm not thinking about is who is playing against me. I'm automatically focused on what we have to do. They're going to have to come and play our type of ball, and that's what I think you're going to see from Independence. That's a home game for them. It's a home court advantage for a reason. The fans are here. Franklin bought theirs, though, so it's going to be difficult. Got to see who steps up.
Well, their type of ball, talking about Independence, is speed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you think about speed, who controls that tempo? The point guard. If the point guard can't get the ball to push the tempo, then what happens? Do they delay? Do they go into frantic? Frantic and just start pitching it anywhere? Do you create turnovers? And I'm speaking not just for Independence, both teams. What if they do let them catch it? And Jet gets to come down and have his way. Franklin, you're in trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now. Look, I got chills, Will. I mean, Pan, I'm telling you right now, I'm chills, baby. It's time to play some ball, baby.
We're ready for tip-off. Franklin, in their away gray uniforms, the maroon trim, cursive Franklin scrawled across the front. Mm-hmm. Independence here in their home whites with the gold trim, also in cursive. Eagles scrawled across the front of those jerseys. Eight on the clock, zeros on the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready for high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone.
Here we go.
It'll be Cameron Bell for the Independence Eagles meeting in the middle with Noah McGee. Bell at 6'6", McGee 6'1", for the opening tip-off on the big blue eye logo at Mayport. Student sections jumping up and down. Couple of dribbles from our head official. Ball in the air. Bell tips it backward as McGee recedes and allows Independence to take the first possession. Here come the Eagles going right to left in front of us as we sit to the left of the scorer's table court side.
And Franklin jumps out in the triangle and two, trying to take the ball out of the scorer's hand, make somebody else beat you. Here you go.
Right corner three on the way and bang! Good from Cameron
bang!
Bell.
Bang!
The big man knocks it down from deep.
Oh, yeah. Then you see Independence jump straight into a zone. A 2-2-1 to speed this pace up. See what they can do.
Down the floor go the Admiral. This is Medalli leaping down the lane. A fall-away jumper. No good off the back iron. Offensive rebound and put back. That's Tom Fortner. He doesn't get the roll. Here come the Eagles leading 3-0.
Here you go, man. Now you got to see what Independence. Ah, a little turnover there.
And they throw it away. Yep. Tyus Anderson from the right wing thought he had a cutting Bell along the baseline. Tossed it into the Franklin cheerleaders. And it's Admiral basketball down 3-0 going against the full court press by Independence.
We talked about that earlier, Pan. We want to see who can take care of the ball and get easy shots in the paint. Right now, not a good start for Independence as far as handling the ball, but great shots.
Tom Fortner in the right corner starts over out front. This is Davis Long, the sophomore, averaging over 5 assists per game, coming off a career high 18 over Brentwood on Wednesday in that buzzer beating win where he had the game winner. Franklin ball down 3-0.
Well, you see Independence, they come out and they fall into 2-2-1 full court press and then fall back into a 2-3 matchup zone. So both teams playing zone, knowing that the man-to-man principles give up easier shots. I guess we'll see here.
Left wing three on the way from Long. It's
bang!
Good.
And bang!
Admiral
bang!
Tie it up 3-3.
Hey, man. You look at the patience in this game. Uh-oh. Here goes Jet.
Cutting all the way to the bucket is Jet Montgomery on his first real action. His floater off the back iron. Rebounded Fortner. Here come the Admirals with Davis Long controlling. Fortner at the top of the key pushes it off to Long on the left wing. Now in the left corner. Back and forth go McGee and Long, and it swiveled out to the right wing with Jack Medalli. He drives right up on Tylan Lewis, hangs it off the glass and in. Franklin with its first lead, 5-3.
Franklin being very, very patient on the offensive end, knowing it's a zone, working around and then get the shot that you want.
Bell attacks and travels. Franklin basketball.
Now, I'm telling you right now, Pan, Independence has to slow down a little bit. That's two turnovers, and you're giving the ball away without getting an attempt up on the basket. Not really good.
5-3, Franklin by two. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter here at Independence. 2-17-4, Williamson County teams going head-to-head. Jack Medalli breaks the press into front court. Two-handed pass, left corner three by McGee on the way. No good. It was an open look. He missed it. Rebounded by Lewis, and the Eagles get it back down by two.
Really good box out there.
Lewis attacks on Medalli. It's blocked at the rim on the drive. And here comes Franklin with Sam Medalli, the younger brother, with a leaping floater down the lane. Draws the first foul of the day. And he'll head to the free throw line for two.
Man, you saw that drive right there by Independence. It was great defense by Jack. Great to get back. And that's called a block party, Pan. And that right there leads to the other end where the party's really going on. And Franklin able to take advantage of that and get to the start.
Jet Montgomery whistled for the foul. Sam Medalli at the line. Hits the free throw. He's 100% on the season. Very low sample size, but he's converted when he's been at the charity stripe.
Man, Pan, I don't care what kind of sample size it is. If you're going to make it every time, you get it. Whenever you get up there, just take your time, brother. That is.
He goes 2-for-2 to preserve that percentage. Franklin 7, Indy 3. Eagles with the basketball down by 4. 5.5 minutes to go in the first. Jet Montgomery trying to get free, standing on the Independence logo, guarded by Long. Sophomore on sophomore here. Montgomery attacks baseline right. He's doubled up, gets it away. Right elbow to Lewis, who backtracks out front. Tylan Lewis surveys the scene, steps into the lane, picks up his dribble, gets it to the top of the key for Anderson. Left hand in the air, directing traffic. Anderson calls out the play for Independence.
Really got to have great communication by Franklin playing this triangle at two.
Montgomery catch and shoot. Top of the key. It's too strong. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Medalli. The 6'5 junior rises high for the grab, and the Admirals come left to right up 7-3. Medalli in the lane, picks up the dribble, leaves it, crashing down the right side of the lane with the right-handed hook is McGee. Rebound, no good on the offensive putback by Medalli, and this time it's pulled down by Montgomery for Independence.
I like what the big fella Jack's really doing, man. Really not slowing up his pace on his rebounds. He's pushing the pace so Independence doesn't get set defensively.
And Montgomery misses on good defense by Medalli on a short-range air ball. Here's Franklin on the other end. Another air ball as Davis Long chucks it from the left wing, and it's short of the rim. So the student sections get to trade air ball chance. And it's Independence basketball trailing 7-3 at home against Franklin. 4:30 to go in the first.
Yeah, rush shot right there about Franklin. But, hey, you take that when you got a guy like that can make a decision.
Tyus Anderson out front. Attacks, finds an opening, tries to leave it down low, and it's picked up by Matthew Witt for the Eagles, and he fights through contact, gets it to go, but he's called for a travel. That's the second walk by the Eagles today, Franklin ball.
Yeah, that's tough right there. You hate to see that because it was a really great idea. Set a flat screen up top and got the guy going downhill. Big man right there opening the paint. Got to be able to score him.
Franklin still deep in backcourt, trading passes back and forth. Medalli loses it and then regains possession. And whistle on the floor. 10-second violation by Franklin. Excellent backcourt defense by the Eagles. They get it back. A sideline inbound, trailing 7-3.
Great job by Independence right there, applying pressure. What you can't do if you're Franklin is run away from the ball. You got to give your guard outlets where he can get it to you. And you don't beat a press Pan by dribbling the ball. You beat a press with the pass. That's what happened right later on if they can break this.
Near sideline inbound right in front of the Franklin bench directly to our left. Anderson loops it into backcourt for Montgomery. Montgomery has yet to score a point. The sophomore averages 25 per game. Franklin has swarmed to him. Here he is on the right wing.
Doing a really good job of switching off with this triangle and two, not letting Jet get any penetration or any open looks.
Top of the key is Anderson. He kicks it to the right corner for Bell. Loses the ball for a moment, regains it, drives baseline right, and it's an offensive foul as Franklin forces the charge on Bell, who got the floater to go, but he's whistled for his first, and Franklin gets it back with a 7-3 lead on the road with 3:44 to go in the first quarter, and it's our first timeout of the frame.
Really good job right there by Franklin. Being able to see, this is ideal for a zone. When you can see guys coming at you and you have able to plant your feet in the paint and take a charge, that's a turnover. So Franklin's doing a terrific job of not letting Jet get anything. See if they can carry that over coming out at this timeout.
3:44 to go in the first. Franklin 7, Independence 3. We'll be right back. This is high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. First quarter here at Independence High School. 3:44 to go. Franklin leads 7-3. The only 3 points by the home team so far. A three ball by the big man, senior Cameron Bell, early on. But Slay, turnovers have colored the first quarter in a negative way for the Eagles.
Yeah, and you asked me, what do you do to slow down the pace of Independence? You don't let the guard, who's the head of the snake, handle the ball. Jet, they keep on coming with pressure, get the ball out of his hand. You put it in the other player's hands to beat you, and you see what happens. 4 turnovers to 0. You got to find something else out.
Both teams back out on the floor. Franklin basketball inbounding from the baseline to our left. They will attack the bucket to our right, leading 7-3 on the road. Under 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter.
Independence a trap in the corners in this 1-2-2 press, and you see it.
Top of the key, Davis Long. The Franklin sophomore gets it off to Sam Medalli on the right wing. Cross-court pass, left side to McGee. Three ball on the way, no good. Long rebound, it falls out to Sam Medalli. He's able to start over out front with Davis Long. Takes a dribble, pushes it back to Medalli in the right corner. Couple dribbles down the baseline, and he throws it away. The batted pass is picked up by Anderson. Independence trying to run it out. Tyus Anderson drops it off for Owen Reese at the right elbow. He fires it into the lane. It's deflected and stolen by Long. Davis Long in transition for Franklin. Lays it up, and it's short off the front iron. And the rebound falls out to Tyus Anderson, who then draws a foul on Franklin.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pam. When you get an opportunity on a fast break, you want to be able to finish. That hurt Franklin right there. Great job for Independence being able to get back and stop that transition bucket and pick up a foul against Franklin right there.
First foul on the Admirals. It comes against senior Tom Fortner. Independence ball trailing 7-3. Maybe more low scoring than I thought we'd get tonight.
Yeah, I want to see Tyus be able to really get in the groove right here, because they're denying Jet. Phenomenal job of denying him.
And Jet Montgomery flashes down the lane, gets the bouncing feed from Anderson. Fall away 10-footer, it rims out. He was guarded by Medalli, who did enough there with his 6'5 length to bother the shot. Here comes Franklin, leading by 4. Jack Medalli, pump fake 3 on the left wing, and he turns it over. Stolen away by Fortner. Independence on the run out with Montgomery. One man to beat. He lays it up and in with the finger roll.
And there you go. You come out of that timeout, and it's 2-0 in turnovers now. So they both lead to easy buckets. Jet missed one there, but then he got a layup right then.
Franklin ball with a 7-5 advantage. 2:20 to go in the first quarter.
Back in this extended 2-3 zone for Independence. Got to get some cutters and get the ball in the middle.
On the baseline, Medalli muscles it up and over Owen Reese for the bucket. Franklin regains a 4-point lead.
Man, really got to watch that, man. Getting the guys cutting, you got to have great communication when you play zone.
Tyus Anderson, such a critical player for this Independence team. The point guard has a command of the floor, makes them go on the right wing. Guarded by Medalli. Gets it inside. Matthew Witt turns out of pressure. Puts it in the left corner for Reese, who fires off to Lewis, who drives from the left wing and hangs up a layup way too strong off the glass. But a foul during the rebound comes against Independence.
But that's what you want to see. You want to be able to see the ball shift from side to side and then get some downhill penetration. Right then, you just got to lay it up there soft. He was a little anxious. Threw it off the backboard a little hard. And then a turnover in a sense.
Correction, no foul there. It actually came down on the baseline, out of bounds, Franklin ball. And now stepping out on the other side for Franklin is Cameron Swist. So Independence gets it right back.
Yeah, that 2-2-1 has really been impressive for them, being able to get the traps at half court. Independence will get you to turn the ball over, and Franklin's doing it.
9-5, Franklin leads. Independence with the basketball. 90 seconds left in the first. Jet Montgomery flashes down the lane for an easy lay-in on a nice feed from Joshua Owens.
Really nice misdirection play right there. Jed got the guy lulled him to sleep and then cut back door for the layup.
Left corner three on the way for Franklin. It's no good. Skips off the left iron by Noah McGee. Independence trying to move quickly down by 2. Montgomery.
Oh!
That's Matthew Witt actually going up for the dunk. It's blocked at the rim.
Block party. Bring cups next time.
Blocked by Medalli. Here's Medalli on the other end. Lays it up and in on the feed from Tom Fortner.
Finish strong, big fella. I see you, Big Jack.
And this Franklin crowd is coming alive behind us as the Admirals lead 11-7, turning the block into points.
There
50 seconds left in the first. Down low, it's a jump ball. Tylan Lewis of Independence got tied up with Cameron Swist. And the possession arrow will be with the visitors, the Franklin Admirals, who lead 11-7, 48 seconds left in the first.
I think the shocker right offhand is Independence is getting Franklin to play at their pace, but when Franklin goes and gets the ball across half court, they're more patient. They're getting the shots they want. And Jack's doing a terrific job for him right there in the middle.
That's Jack Medalli, 15 points per game, but doing a nice job defensively as well for this Franklin team tonight.
Yes, he is. If you see this 2-3 zone extended for Independence.
Franklin ball, Medalli, what a feed there. No look to the baseline. Laid up and in by Fortner, who had nobody on him under the basket.
And that's back-to-back plays. Lack of communication. Lull the defense to sleep. And then you get a guy cutting from the corner. No one pointing or backing up. You got to always defend the basket.
Franklin 13, Independent 7. Indy with the ball. 10 seconds left in the first. They're going to run this thing out to get the final shot.
Tyron Lewis downhill.
Approaches the free throw line. Pump fake shot. Doesn't have it. Bounce pass baseline. Montgomery blocked at the rim again. Blocked by Sam Medalli, who throws up a half-court buzzer beater. And that's the end of the first quarter. Back and forth we've gone, but it's been the Franklin defense that's been the story. Franklin 13, Independent 7 after 1. We'll be right back. This is high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone. So after the conclusion of the first quarter here at Independence High School, Franklin leads 13-7. Lucas Panzica, Ron Slay with you. Slay, Independence with a high, fast-paced offense has really struggled so far, turning the ball over early. Franklin's done a good job of muddying things up, especially for sophomore Jet Montgomery, who's got 4 points, but he's been denied a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's how they have the lead. You know, those 4 points came later in the quarter. Once they started to settle down and run some misdirection plays for him, his man falling asleep, face guarding him, he was able to backdoor, get some easy looks. But I will say Franklin's doing a terrific job of turning them over, and they're taking advantage of those turnovers, getting out and running. The biggest thing is the rebounding margin also. 5-3 right now in rebounds. Franklin doing a really good job of getting one shot and done, not giving them offensive rebounds and second attempts.
More zone defense than you anticipated tonight. I thought we'd get a lot more man-to-man. At least that's what we heard from both coaches.
I did too, but sometimes when you play against a great player, man, it's an honor and a sign of respect if they play you in zone. And I think that's what they're doing on both sides of the floor.
Independence ball to start the second quarter, trailing Franklin 13-7, going from right to left. Matthew Witt, top of the key. He drives, picks up the dribble, looks for an angle for the shot, and he's able to draw the foul, trying to get up and around Tom Fortner, and he draws the whistle, headed to the free throw line for the first time tonight for Independence.
Big fella went down low and used his pivot really well. Showed the ball a couple of times, got him off balance, and then went up. Once he got the man in the air, now he's at the free throw line.
Second foul on Fortner, and he knocks down his first free throw. Matthew Witt.
Really good stroke there.
Had 18 points in their win over Ravenwood on Wednesday. Typically just an offensive rebounder and a post presence for this team.
It really looks good right now. I expect Independence, if he makes this, to come out in this 2-2-1 press again, see if they can speed him up and get some turnovers.
The 34% free throw shooter goes 2-for-2.
Here we go. Now Franklin has to be careful. Don't throw the ball away or get a 10-second count.
They've already got one of those that they do get this one into front court. Franklin ball leading by 4.
Oh! Looked like he got away with a shuffle on his feet there.
Indy crowd wanted to travel up top. They don't get it against Drake Mullen on the free throw line. Bounce down low to Mullen. Mullen, this time, he does walk, and he's called for it.
Yeah, a lot of times when you get it in the middle of a zone, man, sometimes you panic a little bit. And that's what happened right there. They missed the first one. The second one, he got hung up in the paint, and he walked again.
Don't know where the pressure's coming from.
Exactly. Hands alive down there.
Independence ball down by 4. Attacking the bucket is Anderson. He dishes down low to Witt. Good job by Witt getting around Medalli for the lay-in. He's got 4 straight points.
And Independence really starting to use their size. They're going to the big fella down low. That's back-to-back buckets for him. Got to be careful right here on this press breaker.
Here comes Franklin. Left wing 3 on the way from McGee. It's no good. Rimmed out. Medalli fighting for the rebound. Is called for the foul as he got too much of Tyus Anderson's arm on the way up. And it's Independence basketball trailing 13-11.
And the refs are doing a good job of letting this flow go up and down, letting them dictate the place of the game and the play also. Jet right here, got to see what he's going to get going. I know he's anxious.
Independence ball down by 2. Jet Montgomery looking to get going. Surges down the lane, throws it up, and draws the foul.
Yeah, that's a respect call right there. When you're a superstar like Jet is himself, go in there and get inside, jump into the contact, see if you can get the foul. If not, just put it up on the rim, see if you guys can get it. He was rewarded right here going to the line for 2.
79% free throw shooter, Montgomery. First one is good.
And with a shooter like him, Payne, you don't want to really let him be able to see the ball go in. Not uncontested. And this at the free throw line, this is free. So one thing about it, he's seeing this ball go in without any pressure. This could be trouble down the line.
And he goes 2-for-2.
That's
6 points for Jet Montgomery, who averages 25 a night. 13-13 the score. 6:43 to go, a turnover as Indy picks it off at half court. Cameron Bell off the backboard. It's no good. Couldn't cash in, and here come the Admirals.
4-on-3.
Jack Medalli steps in against Witt.
Block party!
Blocked at the rim. Blocked by Witt. Medalli, who rose high with it.
Medalli. Yes, sir. It's a block party.
Witt swatted that thing out on the baseline, and that's where Franklin will be able to inbound. Tie game, 13-13, 6:30 to go in the second. Davis Long will trigger it in. The sophomore gets it off to Medalli. Short range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Mullen.
Now, that's one of the worst things in a zone, trying to box out and rebound.
And Mullen lays it in with the left hand up and over Matthew Witt as Franklin regains the lead, 15-13.
So difficult to box out in a zone because you don't know where guys are coming from. You're not standing next to someone.
This is Tyus Anderson kicking to the left corner. Bell with a leaping grab to keep it in bounds, and he loops it up top to Jet Montgomery, guarded by Long. Montgomery on the screen from Bell, ranges to the right wing. Now he's guarded by Mullen. Jet Montgomery picks up the dribble, bounces into the lane for Witt. Spins on Medalli. Pump fakes once. Second time with the left-handed reversal effort. No good. He swats it back into play, but straight into the arms of Davis Long for Franklin. Here come the Admirals up by two. Left corner three on the way. Too strong. Long rebound. Mullen. He keeps it for the Admirals. Mullen on the baseline has it stripped away by Anderson, and bodies falling on it. It's out on the baseline. Independence ball.
Man, Franklin doing a great job hustling. Independence got to do a better job in that zone of boxing out, giving those guys second chances. You did that on the last three, and you gave up a layup. Did it right then, and guys stepped out of bounds. Luckily, you got away with one.
5:30 to go, second quarter. Independence trailing 15-13 at home to Franklin in front of a raucous crowd. Bounce pass, baseline. Montgomery up and in with the foul, and he flexes on his way back to the line. Got the bounce pass feed from Bell. Forced his way through contact, and now a chance at a three-point play to take the lead.
And you're starting to see more misdirection plays for a guy like Jet. They know they're face guarding, so the guy guarding him, you're taught to see man and ball. He's just seeing man, so he can go freely as he wants.
And he knocks down the free throw. Independence, its first lead of the night, 16-15. That's the second foul on Jack Medalli. He'll have to leave the game, replaced by Cameron Swist. Independence back with the full court press.
And this right here is not designed to steal the ball. It's to slow you down and let you make a mistake.
Long pushes it into front court with Swist. Swist slows things down, leaves it up top for Long, who fires a three. It's no good as it rattles in and out. Long with an offensive rebound and putback. Mm-hmm. That rolls off the front iron. Rebound Bell. Independence ball with the lead. Flying down the floor is Anderson. He goes 90 feet for the lay-in. Independence leads by three.
Now that's what you want to see from Independence. Be able to get that rebound and go. They're face guarding Jet, so they don't have an opportunity to come off and stop the ball. You can get the ball and go all the way like Tyus just did.
And there was that speed shown that Independence loves to display. They lead 18-15 at home in front of a raucous crowd. Two 17-4 teams battling it out. Franklin ball up top with Long. Left wing, Sam Medalli. Three-pointer, no good off the right rim. Rebound, Bell. Rose Hines snared it out of the air.
Doing a better job coming out of the timeout, rebounding the ball for Independence.
Indy ball, left wing. Bell, the big man, fires.
Bang! Hits. Bang! Bang! I see the big fella. He's putting the threes up, baby. He's starting to feel it. Jet can't do it. I can do it. Give me the ball for the three.
How about two for two from deep from the 6'6 big man,
come
Cameron
on, man.
Bell?
You know I love that.
I know you love that.
Let it fly, big man.
Indy leads by six. Franklin ball, short range jumper, no good from Cameron Swist. Independence basketball.
Rebounds really starting to amp up for Independence, really taking advantage. They're coming out of that time up. They're 4-0 in rebounding, starting to close that gap. Franklin was running away with it at first.
It's an 8-0 run by Independence here. Tyus Anderson in the left corner for Matthew Witt. Witt, guarded by Fortner, decides to drive. Reversal effort, good.
Okay, Witt. Witt wants to get to that right hand, and I thought he was going to go middle. He went baseline, reverse, used the rim as protection. Great job by the big fella.
Franklin ball down 23-15 the score. Left corner three on the way for Franklin.
Bang,
good.
Bang, bang.
Knocked down.
There you go.
That's Noah McGee, and it ends a 10-0 run for Indy, makes it a five-point game.
Boy, they sure needed that Band-Aid right then. Will it stay clear? Uh-oh.
Left corner three for the answer for Independence. Front iron, no good by Owen Reese. Offensive rebound, Montgomery. The putback on the way. It bounces off the back iron, no good on the 10-foot follow-away jumper.
That was a tough shot. Right back right here, though, by Franklin.
Left corner three, no good from McGee. Offensive rebound and putback doesn't fall. That was Tom Fortner who couldn't get it to go right underneath the basket. Here's Independence leading 23-18, under three to go in the second quarter.
You got to really be impressed by Jet. The energy that he's exerting down here on the offensive end, even though he's not getting the ball, he's not sitting around and just saying, hey, I'm out of the game. He's going to get offensive rebounds. He's backdooring, doing a lot more things, and his team is looking for him.
Timeout on the floor. Independence takes a timeout, leading 23-18. 2:53 to play in the second quarter at home against Franklin, and we'll keep it here. Slay Independence, what happened there for the Eagles to wake up and rip off a 10-0 run to grab a lead in this game for the first time?
Independence stopped settling and stopped watching, and his coaches, the coach did a great job of putting them in positions to get some movement and some quick hitters. You know, you get the ball up top, look at Jet. Jet shows a fake, gets some backdoor. So when you get those backdoor layups, now the defense has to start paying attention. Whoa, we got to get over here and help. We gave it up two open layups to the guy that's not even supposed to touch the ball. That opens up more for the guys. Independence. Witt took advantage of it. The other big guy, what's our big guy name that shot the threes?
Cameron Bell.
Cameron Bell is a big guy that stepped out. His guy's leaving him to go help, and he's made two of them. So, I mean, Independence just doing a great job of not sitting around and watching and waiting on Jet to take over. Tyus was a guy that got the ball, took off on the fast break transition layup. That's what you need. You need everybody, a collective effort. Franklin, they did a good job by Noah McGee hitting the three to put a Band-Aid on that run, but what do you do coming out of this timeout? You're still down five. What do you do to get back into this game?
Cameron Bell, a 6'6 senior, the best defensive rebounder on this team. He does average over 10 per game, but a 26% three-point shooter, and he's 2-for-2 from beyond the arc.
Hey, man, listen, that's the thing about crowds. When you get a crowd like this, like they got in here today, you kind of play above what you're used to playing with. Listen, you got the TVs in there. You got the cameras for the TV. You got me and Pan in here. Like, you think he ain't going to bring his show today? He got to bring it today, man. Listen to that crowd, Pan. Come on now. It's serious in here.
It is loud in this place. It's coming home night. A Hall of Fame induction happening at halftime of this game.
Man, oh, okay. So we just fell into all kind of good stuff tonight, man. Who's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame? Do you know that, Pan?
I do not know that. Okay. Let's find out at halftime.
It's going to be interesting to see, man.
It all kind of came together. Certainly this school has pumped out some high-profile basketball talents. Grayson Murphy comes to mind, the do-it-all man for the Belmont Bruins.
Love Grayson Murphy. A triple-double waiting to happen, man, anytime he can score with it, because he's going to do everything else intangible.
Independence ball out of the timeout. 2:50 to go in the second. They lead Franklin at home, 23-18. Bounce pass down low. Matthew Witt puts it up top for Tylan Lewis. Lewis to the left wing. Catch and shoot three on the way by Owens. It's no good. Witt with the offensive board. He keeps it in play for Indy, and he puts it back up and in with the right-handed hook.
Yeah, and they letting Witt get to his right hand every single time. He's taking advantage of him. Gave up another offensive rebound. That counts as a putback. Second chance points.
Franklin basketball at the top of the key. Noah McGee resets things for the Admirals, going left to right, trailing 25-18. Jack Medalli back in the game with his two fouls, has it on the left wing, gives free throw line long. One dribble and a floater, no good. Tips his own shot back up. That doesn't fall. Rebound Bell. Here comes Independence, up by seven.
And you got to imagine, if you look around right now, Independence is doing this by getting Jet a rest on the bench. So now you see them, they went from the triangle two to a box and one now.
In the lane, Matthew Witt gives it to Lewis, crashing in from the right wing, but into pressure and into length. He gets it back to Witt, who fires it to the right corner for Tylan Lewis. They start over up top with Owens. And Owens dribbles backward to the big blue eye logo with the eagle painted over it here in Independence. He pushes it off to the right wing for Lewis.
Franklin was screaming for a 3 second in the paint. I kind of thought it was too, but there's a steal.
Stolen away by Davis Long, the sophomore. It's a 2-on-1. Bounce pass Medalli. He lays it up and in.
Oh, it's showtime in here. That's the road team, though, not the home team.
25-20. Franklin cuts the Indy lead to five. Catch and shoot three. No good. That was a deep look there from Owen Reese. Offensive rebound and putback is in by Tylan Lewis.
I'm telling you, more and more as this game goes on, it's starting to look like second chance points, and the details of boxing out, doing the little things, will be able to get you the victory.
Yeah, offensive rebounding been big for Independence as they restore a 7-point lead. Franklin gets out of trouble in backcourt. Jack Medalli ranges all the way down and kicks at the last second to his brother Sam. One dribble and a three-pointer. No good from the left corner.
Balance,
he knew it immediately.
Good. Yeah, balance wasn't good on that.
Yeah, here's Witt with Independence. Leading by seven. 50 seconds left in the second quarter. This game has flown by. Right corner three. The big man, Bell, fires. No, that's his first miss of the night. Rebound, Lewis. Bounce pass, right block. Witt lays it up and in.
Way to reward the big fella right there. I like that, guard. Keep your big fellas happy. Little guys, keep your big fellas happy.
The big fellas are happy tonight, including this guy next to me. 29-20, Independence leads. Franklin ball, 30 seconds left in the half. Medalli on the right wing. Tosses up a three-pointer, short, that skips back to himself. He leaps into the lane, has it blocked at the rim. There's a foul.
Yeah, on that three-pointer right there, Jack wasn't really able to get his legs up under him. Was a little flat, but with that being said, you got to be able to box out the shooter as well. Ball came right back. They didn't box him out. Now he's going to the line to shoot two.
Franklin struggled from three a little bit. They're about a 40% shooting team beyond the arc.
Yeah.
Hasn't fallen for them tonight, including that free throw missed by Medalla.
That's right. That's why you want to take advantage. They've had three or four opportunities when they were on a 2-on-1 break, and they missed the layup. So that's why you want to score those. If you score those, now it's a 1-point game instead of a 9-point game.
Independence 29, Franklin 20. Jack Medalla at the line for the Franklin Admirals with 19 seconds left in the second. And he misses both. That one's too strong, but the offensive rebound is pulled down by Fortner, and then it's poked out by Independence into the Indy bench, who are all pointing to the left. Referee points to the right. Franklin stays with it.
I tell you what, boy, going into the locker room, they're going to tell people, man, if you don't box out, we will lose this game.
Talk about Independence.
Both teams. Franklin giving up offensive rebounds for Independence, and now Franklin capitalizing on Independence giving it up.
10 seconds left in the half. Franklin ball down 9, hanging on for the final shot of the half. Davis Long with it. On the right wing, Jack Medalla, 3 seconds. Medalla spins on Lewis, throws it up from 17 feet, rolls off the back iron at the horn. And that's it for the first half here at Independence High School. Independence 29, Franklin 20, as the Eagles, after struggling in the first quarter, rally strong in the second to take a 9-point lead into the break. Quick takeaway before we fire us into a commercial here and come back.
I think Independence answered the bell early. They got hit in the mouth, but they didn't fall down. They got back. They started swinging. They countered. They came back and took the lead. Now you want to see what Franklin does. Franklin's been a little stunned after that first wave of Independence bouncing back. Got to take care of the ball. Got to rebound better. That's it.
We'll come back, give you point totals, halftime analysis, and more as Independence leads Franklin at home 29-20 at the half. This is high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to Independence High School at halftime, where it's Independence 29, Franklin 20. Two 17-4 Williamson County teams battling it out. Independence trying to snap a 10-game losing skid against these Franklin Admirals. Lucas Panzeca, former SEC Player of the Year. Ron Slay next to me. Slay, a slow start in the first quarter for the home team. They were outscored 13-7 by the Admirals. Turned it around, outscoring Franklin 22-7 in the second. What was the biggest key going into that?
The biggest key for Independence to get a turnaround was to be able to handle the ball. They jumped out of the gate, and they had four turnovers right away. And that made them fall behind. Gave Franklin the easy runouts, gave them the opportunity to get easy buckets. But in order to turn that around after coming out in the second quarter, they only had one turnover. So one turnover compared to Franklin having five turnovers. So a little bit of token pressure of that 2-2-1, not gambling so much for the steals, but allowing Franklin to make the mistakes. They were able to get back into the game. And they also were able to get Jet going a little bit, which opened up more things for the rest of the guys.
Jet Montgomery, the sophomore, with 9 first half points, though it's his teammate, junior post player Matthew Witt, that leads all scorers with 10. He averages only 6 per game, but he put up 18 on Wednesday in the overtime win over Ravenwood. He's already in double figures at halftime. What do you feel like the junior has sort of figured out scoring the ball? I know you didn't see him on Wednesday, but you've seen him for 2 quarters tonight, and it's been good.
Yeah, he's figuring out, man. There's going to be a lot of attention to a guy like Jet, and I'm going to have more opportunities to play one-on-one. And not only play one-on-one, but now the help side that's usually there for guys is not coming right away. So you're beating your guy, and you have an open layup, and he's taking advantage of that. So terrific job of him understanding exactly what's going on in the game.
How do you rate the Admirals' job of taking away Jet Montgomery? As we said, 9 first-half points, but he averages 25 per game.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job of being able to face guard him. They run a couple of sets to get him open. But the thing about it, you can't fall asleep knowing that if you can stop him and you want other people to beat you, that's what's happening right now. There's other guys that's beating you. So now you got to come back and counter that again. Play the same attention to Jet, but you got to be a little bit more active on the other guys in your one-on-one matchups.
Franklin, with their leader, Jack Medalla, 6 points in the first half, had to sit some due to foul trouble. He's got 2 whistles on him so far tonight as Franklin trails Independence 29-20 on the road at halftime. 3-pointers not really falling for the Admirals. What do they really need to do? Who's the one guy you hone in on that you say he's got to have a big second half for them to come out of here with a road win?
Man, the guy for me is Noah McGee. You know what Jack Medalla can bring to the game. He's taking some shots, but it's looking like he's working. He's having to work so hard to get those shots, and I think that's wearing on him a little bit. So you want to see a guy like Noah McGee, who kind of put a Band-Aid on the thing on the run that the Eagles were having against him when he hit the corner three. So want to see a little bit more out of Noah McGee. And honestly, Davis Long, you're the head of this thing. You got to try to figure it out. I don't know, you're young, But there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulder for you to figure it out and be able to carry your team over the hump. So it's going to fall on him.
Long, the Franklin sophomore, knocked down a three-pointer in the opening quarter. Those are his only points of the night so far. You know, this Independence team, I got a chance to broadcast a couple of their games last year, and it is night and day. That team last season went 10-11, 7-7 in district play, 1-done in the postseason. And you look at them now, 17-4, trying to make it 18-4, unbeaten so far in District 12 because of this new fast-paced style instilled by Mark Wilkins. And it's not even a staple of what he's done at all this coaching stops. He came into this locker room, saw what he had, and said, okay, this is what we need to do to have success, and it's paid off.
Yeah, you put a system in that adapts to your players. You didn't necessarily have the players to adapt to what you wanted to run, so you adapted to the guys that you had and made something that was going to be conducive to them being able to be successful, have fun doing it, and then it resulted in wins. So that's what you're seeing right now. What they got to do, though, they're playing a little zone to slow guys down and make them stay out of the paint. You got to be able to communicate and point to guys that's cutting, that's giving up easy shots. And also, the most difficult thing to do in a zone is box out and rebound, because you're no longer standing next to your guy. Your guy's away from you, and you got to communicate. Hey, I got him, and then go put a body on him. If Independence is able to do that, they really run away with this game. Franklin's still in the game because they did a good job of rebounding.
Independence leads Franklin 29-20 at home at the half. Franklin trying to keep an 11-game win streak alive. They haven't lost since mid-December. They haven't lost to this Independence program in a very long time. The last time Indy beat Franklin, February of 2017 in the district tournament. It's been 10 straight. Independence halfway there in terms of snapping that streak, leading by 9 at the break. When we come back, third quarter action from Independence High School. This is high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Halfway done at Independence High School on the 104.5 The Zone high school basketball game of the week. At the start of the third quarter, Independence leads Franklin 29-20. 2-17-4 Williamson County teams battling it out. Lucas Panzica, Ron Slay with you on this Friday evening. I'm going to use some high school hoops before tomorrow's kickoff between Titans and Bengals. Franklin basketball to start us off. Now going right to left in their away gray uniforms with the maroon trim.
Got to handle the press. We came out in a 1-2-2 press. 1-2-2 half-court press, which you would trap in the corners. Franklin wants to keep it out of the corners. Even right here underneath, it looks like they may go to a 2-3 match.
You'll get a baseline inbound after a kick ball on Independence. Firing it in from right under the bucket is Jack Medalli. 6 first half points for the junior, 15 points per game to his name. He is in a bit of foul trouble with 2 fouls. We'll keep an eye on it. In the right corner, floater on the way from Long. The sophomore had no one in front of him, but just didn't get the right look off, and it falls short.
Yeah, he kind of pushed that. You want to create an angle to be able to kiss that off the glass, and you'll get a better shot.
Independence on the other end with Tyus Anderson. Short-range lay-in. It's no good. He was disrupted by Medalli. Offensive rebound Montgomery. Independence keeps it. Cameron Bell, the big man, pump fake 3 and drive. Turns around, kicks up top Montgomery. Montgomery.
I'd love to see a little pick and roll from the big and Jet to get him, free him up.
Jet blocked off the backboard by Medalli as he attacked the cup, and Franklin back with it, down 9. Jack Medalli dumps it down low into a turnover, picked off by Reese. He loops it into front court for Montgomery. Catch and shoot 3 on the right wing. Bang. It rattles in.
Bang, bang. That's what you want to see. You want to get that. You want to get easy looks for Jet. That happens when you get a turnover on one end. On the other end, you get an open 3.
Largest lead of the night for Independence, 32-20. Under 7 to go in the third.
Still
Franklin
two,
basketball.
Three, a 2-3 matchup, Lucas. They're still matched up. See if the communication is better this time.
Sophomore Davis Long puts it into the lane. Noah McGee didn't have the option inside. He puts it on the left wing for Sam Medalli. Now in the left corner, Tom Fortner catch and shoot 3 ball. No good. Yeah. Rebound by Lewis.
Got to get your feet set if you're going to shoot that 3.
Independence going left to right with Lewis. He muscles it up and not in, but does get the foul. And that will be on Jack Medalli, foul number 3.
Yeah, they're trying to go against Jack and the Beanstalk, man. The Beanstalk just didn't hold true that time. One thing about it, though, Jack is going to contest it at the basket, that's for sure. You like that right there, Jack?
Yeah, I think I did. Tyler Lewis, a little too strong on the free throw. As Independence carries a 32-20 lead with 6:30 to go in the third. You keep Jack Medalli in with those 3 fouls here? Do you take him out? Seems like they're keeping him out.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell him to be smart, man. He's picking up fouls on the other end by letting penetration get to him. So the guard's got to do a better job of keeping that guy in front of him.
Lewis,
he won't get those easy fouls.
Lewis hit the second free throw. It's Franklin ball down 13 now. Davis Long, catch and shoot 3, right corner, no good. They just haven't fallen tonight for the road team.
But Franklin did a good job getting a second chance with an offensive rebound right there. This is that zone, that 2-3 extended zone. Got to box out in it.
On the right elbow, Medalli. Down low, Fortner, left corner, Noah McGee. McGee loops it cross court. Sam Medalli goes right back the other way, left corner, back to McGee. McGee fires a three ball, short, rebound Bell. This is Independence with it, and their home whites with the gold trim. Uh-oh. Down the floor to the right corner, Montgomery catch and shoot three. High arching look, it's too strong, but the offensive rebound by Lewis. He puts it up top for Bell. Three-pointer short, long rebound. It's collected by Noah McGee.
Big fella starting to come back down to earth a little bit on his three-pointers.
Franklin basketball. He started 2-for-2. He's 0-for-2 since. Mm-hmm. At the free throw line, Medalli for Franklin, and he drives, drawing a foul on Cameron Bell. That'll send Jack Medalli to the free throw line with 5:31 to go in the third. Franklin trailing 33-20, the second foul on Cameron Bell.
And that's what you want to see out of Jack. You want to see him be able to get it down there on the low post and go and operate. Rather see him face up than just play with his back to the basket and try to pound the guy.
Free throw goes left iron, right iron, and in for Jack Medalli.
Watch Independence how quick they get this ball out if he makes the shot here.
He drills it. Medalli's got 8. Franklin has cut the lead to 11. Okay. And Independence walks it down the floor with Tyus Anderson stepping across the half-court stripe.
I would expect Franklin to try to extend a little pressure to get back into this game because at this pace, this is Independence's pace right here.
Montgomery at the top of the key. Trying to shake off Long, a tough thing to do. In the lane, he's ranged all the way to the left wing where he hands it to Tylan Lewis. Lewis steps between the circles, surveys the scene, spins down the lane, runs into a double team, kicks it out. It's intercepted by Sam Medalli. Here comes Franklin, a 3-on-1 for the Admirals. Bounce pass, right block, layup, good.
There you go, turnovers that leads to ease of basket. Oh, and another turnover.
Tom Fortner laid it up and in for Franklin, and Independence immediately threw it away into the scorer's table on the inbound. Franklin gets it back. Now down by 9. They've chiseled it down to a single-digit game.
And Davis Long is doing a terrific job on Jet this half. Even though he made an open 3 in transition, he's doing a really good job. I just saw Jet look at his coach and kind of wave at him like, I may need one in a minute. So
Sam Medalli catch and shoot 3. It's
bang,
good.
Bang, bang. There you go.
Much needed from the Franklin Admirals. Their first three-pointer of the half. They trail by 6 with 4:35 to go in the third. A quick 6-0 run by Franklin.
And here you go. Now you want to see if they're going to still play at this pace. Wonder will Independence slow the pace down a little.
Anderson drives and misses on the lay-in. He was defended by Sam Medalli. This is Jack Medalli for Franklin flying down the floor. Euro step, layup good.
The Beanstalk can move. I see you, Jack. Way to work, big fella.
It's a 4-point Indy lead on the other end. Independence drills a 3.
Bang. Bang!
From the left wing, Owen Reese knocks it down. His first points of the night, and it's a 7-point Independence lead, much needed there from the senior.
Okay, team starting to settle in right now. You got Jack answering down here on this end. What we got?
3-pointer no good from Jack Medalli, and fighting for the rebound was Fortner. He rose through contact. Ball rolls out on the baseline. Independence ball. Jason Tiger to our left on the Franklin bench is furious in his maroon Franklin sweatshirt.
And he got a reason to be. I'm going to be honest. This man went up strong right there, and it was no call. It was body contact. Great job by the head official to go over there and make that
clear. And they reverse it. It is Franklin basketball. Baseline inbound.
Yeah, you got big guys out there fighting like that, man. And then the referee didn't. That's why you got a team. You got a team of referees as well. So good job by the refs right there getting it right.
Franklin fighting back. An 8-0 run makes it a 36-29 Independence lead with 3:53 to play in the third. We'll be right back. This is high school basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to Independence High School, where Independence leads Franklin 36-29. Lucas Panzeca, Ron Slay with you on 104.5 The Zone, the high school basketball game of the week, presented by Paul Winkler Investing. Slay, Franklin rips off an 8-0 run, gets some critical threes. Jack Medalli finding his groove. He's in double figures, and we've got a single-digit ball game here at Indy.
Yeah, you do, man, and you got to see if Franklin can come out and build on this. They're doing a great job of good energy played right here, going to the boards, getting shots you want, getting rebounds on the opposite end, and pushing the pace.
Franklin inbound on the baseline to our left against the Indy full-court press. Half-court press as they're in their own end. Medalli in the lane, puts it in the right corner. A long two is no good by Fortner, rebounded by Montgomery. Here comes Independence, up by 7. Bounce pass in the lane was deflected off of an Admiral. It's intercepted by Sam Medalli. In the left corner, Davis Long thought about the three. Montgomery closed him down. He'll start over out front with Sam Medalli. Back with Long. Long, right-handed dribble, takes him to the midcourt logo.
little motion here.
On the right wing, Long. Down the baseline he goes. Left-handed flick pass to the left corner. Three-pointer swirled in by Noah McGee.
Really nice play right there. A little misdirection. Swing the ball around to get the baseline drift pass. That's when a guard drifts to the opposite corner. Get a baseline pass for open three.
Franklin, they were down by as much as 12. They've cut it to four. 36-32. Indy with the ball and the lead. Going left to right, playing right in front of their head coach, Mark Wilkins, in his first year with the program.
Got a really good ball game coming right here in Bruin going into this fourth quarter here soon.
Jet Montgomery bounces it down low. It's intercepted by Fortner. Franklin picks it off, and they'll try to cash in to chop down the lead further to a one-possession game. Jack Medalli whistle as he got it into the paint.
Nice.
And draws the foul on Independence. Matthew Witt looking confused. It's not on him, though. It's called on Owen Reese.
Jack really doing a good job of applying pressure and not settling for that jumper, knowing his legs kind of tired right here. See what he can do here.
First foul on Reese. Long bounces the inbound to the right corner for Fortner. It's swung around the arc like an assembly line. Left corner three, Long, no good. Rebound, Matthew Witt, Independence ball.
Like to see that payoff, man. That was a good ball movement right there. Usually you're rewarded with an open basket. Got the open basket, just didn't finish.
Cameron Bell, left-handed dribble, forces his way down the lane, throws it up, offensive foul, you called it.
Yeah, that was a good job. That's the difference. When you're Franklin and you're back and you're set, you got eyes on the ball handler. You can get over there and help. So great job right there getting some help.
That's the third foul on Bell. You can see his head coach as he takes him out saying, quit forcing things.
Yeah, just be patient, man. That's the reason we got this lead is because we moved the ball. We got the shots we wanted. Don't play it to their pace. We want to play at our pace.
Franklin ball trailing 36-32. 2:16 to go. Third quarter at Independence.
Token pressure right here, 2-2-1. Yep.
Travel on Jack Medalli. Dragged the foot as he started dribbling at midcourt.
You can get away with that in college, Lucas, but right here in high school, you got to catch, pivot, and then go. Not catch and go all in one motion when you turn it around.
Independence ball up by four. 2:10 to go in the third.
I like this matchup between Davis and Jet. That's a really good matchup right now.
It's been fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Jet Montgomery's got 12 so far. Ball's with Tyus Anderson. Down the right side of the lane he goes. Pump fakes one. Second time up and in over Sam Medalli. It's a six-point lead for Indy.
Good call by his coach. Getting the ball to him on the elbow and letting him go to his right side where it was cleared out to a strong hand.
Franklin ball in the right corner. Fortner baseline drive. Drops it off in the lane for Medalli, and he gets it up and in with the left hand with the foul.
Okay, Jack. Jack said you can't come up his beanstalk unless I say you can. Finish with the left. I see you, big fella. Nice move right there. Nice finish by. I've been waiting to see him finish with his left all day long. I wasn't going to say nothing about it until then. He did it right then, and now he gets rewarded for it.
Foul on Witt, his second. Medalli, he knocks down the free throw. He had six in the first half. He's got seven in the third quarter.
Hey, that's pretty good right there. He got a nice touch at that line, and he's not settling. A lot of things going to the basket this half, which is a difference than last half.
Independence 38, Franklin 35. 90 seconds to go in the third. Independence basketball on the right wing, Tyus Anderson.
Trying to get Tyus going downhill to his right arm, but now you got a guy posting in the way. What does Jet go with right here? I love to see a high screen and roll. Here we go. Okay, here we go. High screen and roll. Free him up. Let him make the decision.
He drives down the left side of the lane. Too strong on the left-handed lane. It glanced off the backboard, rebounded by Fortner. Franklin with it. He did get that screen.
He got it, and he got downhill, got right there to the basket. You got to put it soft up there on the glass.
Right elbow for Franklin. It's Medalli with it. Flashes a pass down the lane for Long, who draws the foul on the way up. That's back-to-back fouls on Matthew Witt, his third. Now both post players for Independence have three fouls.
And what's successful for Franklin right now, they're able to get Jack at the high post, which is the free throw line, or at the top of the key, and they're running the offense through him. Everybody's eyes are on him. He's looking for guys cutting. If he doesn't have them, he faces up and drives all right, put the pressure on the referees to make the call.
Long misses on the first free throw. The 70% free throw shooter knocks down the second, and he's taken out of the game, replaced by Michael Farragalli, a senior, an excellent defender. Mm-hmm. Seeing his first action tonight, likely will be taken out when they get back on offense.
And he runs directly to Jet Montgomery to make sure he's on him.
Indy ball up by two. 55 seconds left in the third. Good look from three. Right wing off the back iron from Anderson. Foul on the rebound.
A little over the back. A little over the back there. Good job by Independence.
It's called on Franklin.
Yep.
The Admirals wanted the over the or wanted yep. the over the back on Independence. Yes, they didn't get it. It was called on Tom Fortner, his third.
Yep. Sometimes you get rewarded when you're tall. That doesn't usually happen. I promise you.
I guess you would know.
Yes, indeed.
Montgomery at midcourt for Independence. 47 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor taken by Independence.
Really good timeout right there. It was going to be in a little disarray right there. I think he comes out right now with a sideline out of bounds, and he gets Jets going back door right here.
So Mark Wilkins wants to chat with his Independence Eagles, who lead Franklin 38-36 with 46 seconds left in the third. At one point, they had a 12-point lead in this quarter.
Yeah.
Franklin has fought back, drilling a couple of three balls, forcing some key fouls on Cameron Bell and Matthew Witt. The two post players now have three apiece for Independence. So if you're Mark Wilkins, what's this conversation like to kind of calm things down? Yeah. You've given up a run. It's a one-possession game, but you still have the lead.
Yeah, right now it's too much dribbling going on Independence side of the ball. So what they want to do right now is come out and run a quick hitter set and hopefully get a guy going directly at the basket or a flare screen for a guy opposite of wherever they're driving to get an open three. It's going to be interesting to see right here.
Independence ball.
But you see Franklin comes out in the 2-3 zone right here to negate all of that backdoor and all of that stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does here.
Inbound coming from the far sideline right in front of the Independence bench, who are having some fun with Senior Mike Farragalli, who's laughing and waving them off.
There you go.
Fun environment here at Independence.
Gamership, baby. That's what you call that.
40 seconds left in the third. Indy up by two, and Lewis, with a standing dribble at half court, is content to let this thing tick and get the final shot off.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We're going to a double high set on the elbow. This is a play that you come up with right here to delay the game a little bit. It's called a passing game. So they'll keep driving to the wing. The bottom guy come out and replace the top guy, and you'll pass to him, hopefully, to get him out of this zone.
15 seconds.
Yep. See, here we go. Now let's get into that set. Now they're getting in the set. Get somebody going right hand. There
Anderson drives short with the right hand. Rebounded
Don't
by
foul.
Franklin. Six
Don't
seconds
foul.
Left. Spinning into half court is Tylen. Or 2 seconds left. It's in front court. Sam Adali throws it up at half court.
Oh!
Yeah, he almost had it.
Yeah, shot on one leg.
Off the back iron at the buzzer, and that ends the third quarter. Independence 38, Franklin 36. Fun finish down the stretch with 8 minutes to go from Independence High School, and we'll be right back. This is High School Basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Independence 38, Franklin 36 as we start the fourth quarter from Independence High School. Lucas Panzeca, Ron Slay with you on this chilly Friday night in Middle Tennessee. Slay, Independence led by as much as 12 in that third quarter. Franklin outscores them 16-9 in that frame. How have the Admirals crawled back into this thing down by two?
They got back into it by being able to create turnovers. Independence didn't take care of the ball like they should have, and they created some open runouts, some long shots missed when they didn't box out on one end. Created some easy transition baskets. And then it's easy as Jack Medalli. They ran the offense through him. He got good looks. He got other guys involved. Wonder what happens in this fourth quarter. How was that countered for Independence?
7 third quarter points for Medalli. He's got 13 on the night. Independence ball to start us off in the fourth quarter up by two.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Coming out in a man-to-man right here. Franklin is. That's interesting. I thought that zone really worked well for him.
Montgomery, free throw line, pops up a shooter or a jumper, and it swirls in.
Yeah, and see, that's why it was funny them coming out in a man-to-man right there when the zone was working so well.
Franklin ball now down by four on the right elbow. Jack Medalli lowers his head, drives with the left-handed dribble, finishes at the cup.
Back to the left hand. I'm telling you, that's a weapon right there. They're used to playing him to his right. He's been scoring with his right all day. Last two basket layups, that was with the left hand.
Looped down low by Anderson, intended for Witt, and it's deflected out by a Franklin Admiral. It will stay with Independence to our right on the baseline in front of the Indy cheerleaders. Anderson. Ball with both hands clutched above his head. Throws it out front to Montgomery. It's intercepted by Long. He tosses it down the floor to McGee. That's intercepted. Taken away by Owen Reese. Indy down the other way. In transition. Right corner three. Anderson. No good. Air ball. Witt with the rebound and put back.
There you go. So that's what you're going to have. Turnover for a turnover. Then get an offensive rebound. Easy basket. Got to be able to take care of the ball. That's going to be vital coming down the stretch in this fourth quarter.
Under 7 minutes left, Indy up by four, and they steal it away down low. Matthew Witt capitalizes on the deflection. Here comes Independence.
Now it was 3-1 in the turnovers at the end of that third quarter. Now you come out right now, and it's 2-1 in favor of Independence.
Tylen Lewis down the lane, can't get it to go on Medalli, but he fights his way for a loose ball, and he comes out with it, putting it out to front court where it's picked up by Reese. And a timeout taken by Independence, and a good one.
Nice coaching right there. Nice coaching. Both teams right now laying it out on the line, diving for loose balls. No rebounds are safe. Put it under your chin. That way they can't take the ball from you. Put it out here away from your body. The little man can get it like you, Lucas. You're a little man. You can take it from him. You don't want to see that as a coach, man.
I would argue that if it was wrong.
Hey, man, but I love the effort right now. Now we'll see some substitutions right here. And I wonder, ball will be out underneath. Now the question is, Independence have the ball underneath. Will Franklin come out like they did to open this quarter and play man again, where you can run a set and get an easy shot for Jet? Now, I don't suggest that. I suggest they come out in zone. And if they want to go man, come out in zone and after two or three passes, then go man to throw them off balance a little bit. That man-to-man, a good down screen like you got to start the fourth quarter, you get a guy like Jet going, you don't want to do that.
Independence 42, Franklin 38, 6:29 to go, two 17-4 Williamson County teams. Franklin looking to win its 12th in a row for Independence. They're looking to win 5 in a row, but also trying to snap a 10-game losing skid to Franklin. Mm-hmm. They haven't beaten this program since 2017. They've got a 4-point lead in the fourth quarter here and the basketball on the baseline.
They get this ball in.
Anderson gets it into the lane for Witt. One dribble, doesn't have a good look. He puts it out on the left wing for Anderson, right back down low to Witt. Witt tries to wiggle around Fortner. He hangs it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound tipped by Medalli, picked up by Long. Ooh. He deflects it far side to Sam Medalli. The younger brother of Jack gets it out to Long. Long right back to Sam Medalli on the right wing. He cuts in, fires it to the left corner. Three ball on the
and
way.
One.
It's good.
Bang! Bang! Foul. Bang! Worst play in basketball, being able to foul a three-point shooter, and then the shot going in.
And it's the Independent star, Jet Montgomery, who came in late on Noah McGee, the best three-point shooter on this team.
You asked me at halftime who we need to see step up, Pan. That's the guy that we need to see step up, and here he is answering the bell.
The free throw's no good, missing a chance to tie up the game, but either way, Franklin cuts it to one. 42-41 the score. Independence with the ball in the lead with just under 6 minutes to go.
Here we go. Coming down the stretch. What do you go to?
On the right wing, it's Owen Reese. Fires cross court. Left side. Lewis thought about the three. He reconsiders and backtracks, resetting things for Independence.
Yeah, Franklin's been daring him to take that three all day long, and he's not taking it. He's had a lot of patience with it. Will he be able to do that? Oh.
Foul down low, and an elbow is going to be called on Tom Fortner of Franklin.
And that should never happen. They're in a triangle of two. The guy standing beside you, no need to tussle with him. Keep your head through this game. Remember we said in a quick turnaround, the mental aspect is going to be the most difficult for him.
That was about 20 feet from the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Then you give that
Inbound straight to Bell. He misses a bunny layup, and it's rebounded by Davis Long of Franklin. Here's a chance for the Admirals to take their first lead of the second half, trailing 42-41, 5:25 to play. Jack Medalli drives inside, left-handed, finishes good.
Hey, man, the man found something, and then a quick timeout to set their defense. Really good job. Jack's found himself. He see they're playing him on his right side. He's showing them, don't you play me on my right, because I got a left too, baby, and I'll use it.
Timeout taken by Franklin, and the Admirals are fired up coming off the floor. 5:20 left. They lead 43-42.
And you know what, Pan? They should be fired up because they're playing with energy on both ends. There's a lot of rebounds going down here on their defensive end. There's a lot of balls tapped. Guys not coming up with it. Franklin's coming up with it. And they are sticking to their game plan in this second half, and that is play through Jack Medalli. He's our guy right now. He has a mismatch. Use him. Use him up until he can't take it no more. And then use him some more, Pan. Never stop using
it. It was a 9-point Independence lead at halftime. That inflated to 12 in the third quarter, but Franklin has taken control of the game since then, leading 43-42.
Now, what defense do they come out? They went to a triangle two earlier. Let's see if they go back to what they started the game with. Looked like that's what you got so far. Yeah, Jack's in the paint. They're going to face guard Tyrus and Jet Montgomery. So both of those guys face guard. Got to communicate.
Montgomery out front, gets a screen from Anderson, pops up a three from deep. It's no good, glancing off the right side of the rim, rebounded by Jack Medalli. Here comes Franklin. Davis Long in backcourt. The sophomore steps across the half-court stripe, pushes it to the left side of the arc, trading passes now with Sam Medalli. Davis Long.
They want Jack in the middle of this zone that Independence is playing, and they want him to be able to operate right there.
Long just peering over the Independence zone as he's almost all the way at midcourt. now steps in against Montgomery, ranges to the bucket, throws it up with the right-handed scoop, gets a whistle.
That's right there. That's just bad defense. When you gamble out front like that, he got beat. Then you put pressure on the guy that comes up to help. That's a big man. Guarding Davis Long right there. Davis, he's at Davis Long's mercy right there.
It's the third foul on Witt. You know, the thing about Davis Long, as much as we talk about how versatile he is as just a sophomore as he knocks down the free throw, one thing Coach Tiger pointed out to us this week, a 4-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio.
Yeah,
you really barely see that at this level, much less for a sophomore.
Yeah, you don't see that nowhere. I couldn't handle the ball right here just sitting in the chair and not giving turn the ball over. So really good job by him.
He goes 2-for-2 from the line, and Franklin leads 45-42. Independence down by 3 at home with 4.5 minutes left.
We talked about speed. That's not what we're seeing anymore from Independence.
Anderson shows some of it as he flashes to the cup and draws a foul.
There you go.
And that comes on Drake Mullen with 4:26 to go. The first on Mullen. That will send Tyus Anderson, a 72% shooter, to the line. Anderson was the guy that Coach Wilkins this week was hesitant to do this. He said, I don't even want to say this name because it's so revered around here. But Grayson Murphy was the comparison.
Yeah, that's a heck of a comparison. I know why he would hesitate to say anything like that. That man is coming off a triple-double, almost quadruple-double. Had it all the time in high school. Knocks down the first one. Got to be aware. Tyus is cramping a little bit in his left calf. We're going to see how long he's able to go before having to get a sub.
Murphy, the Belmont star, scored over 2,000 points for this Independence program as Anderson fires and hits both free throws.
It was a real problem, boy. I tell you what, Grayson Murphy, man, nothing like him.
45-44, Franklin lead, Franklin ball, 4:22 to go. Down the floor on the near side, right to left goes Long. Bullet pass down low to Mullins. He gets it back up top to Medalli. Medalli with an awkward shot from 10 feet as he drives with the right-handed attempt. No good.
Yeah, driving left and off-balance shooting with your right. Charge!
Independence ball. Mm-hmm. Offensive foul. And it comes against Tylan Lewis. And it was a nice pass. The underhanded flick by Anderson. But Lewis just barreled right into Medalli. It's his first foul. Franklin ball up by one.
And you know what the thing is about that right there, Pan? We ask who's going to step up. And this guy's stepping up left and right. But you can't just barrel into a guy like that. You got to take your time, come to a two-foot stop, finish.
Jack Medalli sprints into front court for Franklin, who leads by one, 3:57 to go.
Man, what a luxury to have, be able to have your big man be able to bring the ball down court. That's why I thrive at Pan. But Pan, if you can't take it, I'll take it. That's all you got to do. Don't worry about it. Here's the face-up game. Here it is again. He's patient. Very patient.
Keeping it outside now with McGee is Franklin.
Wide open.
Left corner Long. Sprints down the baseline. Off the glass, no good. Medalli cleans it up.
Nobody boxed Medalli out, man. Jack's going up the beanstalk and nobody else is coming with him.
Medalli can play all five positions, can guard all five positions.
It looks really good right now, I'm going to be honest.
He's got 19.
Going to work.
Franklin up by three. Independence ball nearing the three-minute mark. Bell attacks, lifts it in.
There you go. There you go. Put a little pressure on Jack. And that's what they were doing in the first half to kind of wear him out. They've not been attacking him in the second half, and that's allowed him to focus more so on the offensive end. Attack him above. Uh-oh, here we go.
And it's a near turnover there. Lewis almost picked off Medalli. Now it is stolen away by Independence.
Uh-oh.
Joshua Owens regains control of it for the Eagles, and he calms things down, gets it off to Anderson at midcourt, who tucks the ball under his right shoulder, allowing his head coach to call a timeout.
Coach is using the timeouts wisely right here, man. Going to be interesting to see what's happening coming out of this timeout. Independence needs a bucket.
2:51 remaining. Franklin, 47. Independence, 46. Under 3 minutes to go in this Williamson County showdown. We'll be right back. This is High School Basketball on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. 2:51 to go in the fourth. Franklin 47, Independence 46. Lucas Panzeca, Ron Slay with you tonight. And Slay, we are set up for a fun one down the stretch here.
Yep, this is exactly what we want. Anytime we pick a game, Pan, we want it to go down to the stretch. We don't want no blowouts. We want teams to play hard. That's what we're getting. Now you want to see the guys that we featured? If they can step up, guys like Noah McGee, guys like Davis Long, can they help Jack Medalli help him out? And who can help? I got Jet Montgomery on this end. He got to have somebody answer. Ty's been doing a good job, but need a little bit more out of him.
Montgomery with 14 points for Independence. Medalli with 19 for Franklin. And it is Independence ball. A near sideline inbound for the Eagles. Tyus Anderson controls things from the point. It's up front with Owens. Left side. Anderson. 2:40 to go. Indy down by one at home against Franklin, a team they have not beaten in 5 years. Chet Montgomery
Trying their best to free Jet. Oh,
doubled up on the right wing. He's able to get it away to the left corner over everybody to Anderson. Up top with Owens. Left-handed drive on Medalli. He puts it down the lane, and it's a layup no good by Reese. Offensive rebound and putback doesn't go for Montgomery, and it's pulled down, secured by Medalli for Franklin. Here come the Admirals up by one.
Yeah, buddy.
And stepping out on the far sideline is Sam Medalli. He received a pass in the right corner, just had that right heel on the line.
Yeah, you're not conscious of it when you're over there in the corner, but you always want to take a step back and step to the ball, not knowing that corner is small, man, small space. Step out of bounds when you're receiving the ball. That's a turnover. That'll hurt.
Anderson out front for Independence. Still down one. Now 2 minutes to go. In the right corner, Montgomery shakes off long, leaps into the lane, puts it up, and draws the foul.
Really good set right there. They were able to get Jet, popped out to the corner where it was an ISO situation. Helpside didn't come over quick enough. He took advantage of it. He's going to the line for two.
And that's the fourth foul on Jack Medalli, who leads Franklin with 19 points. Free throw, no good by Montgomery.
That's a good job by Franklin, man. That free throw's missed because they haven't let him touch the ball and get comfortable. We said that in the first half, and we saw what happened. Second half, that hasn't been the answer for him.
Montgomery ties it up. Knotted up at 47 with 1:53 to play. Franklin ball.
The Independence crowd done got a little quiet over there. Ooh, we got away with
it. Medalli, he travels.
Yeah, I told you in the first half, listen, Payne, when you catch the ball in high school, you got to catch it, pivot, turn, and then get your dribble going. You can't catch it and just go.
Travel
two step.
It was at the top of the key, and he hesitated, like you said.
Yeah, you don't want to do that as a big guy, man, especially a big. Like, guard making. Look, guys, like you can get away with it, Pan. They hard on us, man. Us big.
Just keep driving that point.
There you go. I got to put it in there. Look, guys, like Pan.
90 seconds left. Tie game, 47-47. Left wing, Bell leaps inside, hangs it up with the right-handed floater, and you can hear from the crowd, he got it to go. Indy by two.
Really good job of him coming to a two-foot stop in the paint and going up strong with one hand. Really good job there. Franklin, let's see if they can get it to that guy, Jack Medalli, right there in the middle of the paint. Will he be able to be the answer, or will they work it around to see if they can stall some of this clock out?
On the right wing, Davis Long, 60 seconds left. Franklin down two, right corner three, skips off the front iron. Rebound by Anderson. Montgomery floats it into front court for Reese. Independence ball up by two. 50 seconds left. Franklin may have to foul at some point.
Yeah, they do, man. That ain't the one you want to foul, though.
There it is. Davis Long picks it up. He fouls Jet Montgomery. Gets a little friendly shove from his own bench as he heads to the free throw line.
I think Franklin kind of settled on this offensive end down here. It was a good shot. It was an open shot, but I think he could have got a shot better. Every open shot isn't a great shot.
Now, Independence arguing that should be free throws, but it was the 16th foul on Franklin, so
yeah,
they'll have an inbound as a timeout on the floor taken by Franklin. 49-47. Independence leads by two over Franklin with 44.7 seconds left. You know, I don't know what type of game I really expected coming in. These are two really dynamic teams, but low scoring.
Yeah.
Franklin's season low this year, 41 in a win over Summit in the beginning of January. Independence's season low, 52 in a loss to Lebanon right before the new year.
Yeah, both of these teams are really good, well coached, and I think those sets that have been thrown at them defensively have slowed the pace down a little bit. Independence is a team that talks about speed. They haven't been able to really get up and down in this game, and that's a kudos and a pat on the back to Franklin for being able to stop that. Now, coming out of this timeout, it's going to be interesting if Franklin, who needs to foul, but at the same time, when the ball is inbounded, I would hard trap and make sure we deny the guy that steps in and see what we can get. I guarantee you're able to get the ball thrown away if you can get that first trap.
And the ball's going into the hands of number one here for Independence.
Oh, without question. Without question. Ball's out on the side. Probably get a down screen. Got to be able to communicate and really talk on this screen.
Everyone in the building knows it. We'll see if Independence can execute it. 45 seconds left. Independence on top at home, 49-47. Both teams are 17-4 so far this year. Trying to keep that momentum alive. Anderson, near sideline inbound, gets it into the hands of Owen Reese. Reese, guarded by Farragalli, hands it off to Anderson at midcourt. And he's fouled by Sam Medalli. And Tyus Anderson, a 72% free throw shooter, will head to the line for a 1-1. the seventh team foul on the Admirals.
That's a good foul right there. Tyus has been struggling with a little cramp in his left leg. See if he can get his legs up under and make this free throw. Maybe short, knowing that your legs, you may shoot this with all arms.
Unquestionably the team leader, Tyus Anderson, at the line. A chance to make it a two-possession game.
Here we go. Franklin got to make sure they focus and box out. Guys on the side got a pinch.
Indy leads by two with 39 seconds left. First free throw, no good. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Witt gets it off to Montgomery. He's doubled up and fouled.
We told you what could happen. You can get in trouble. You got the right guy going to the line. Got to be careful and box out. Nobody pinched. You let the guy come in and get the rebound. Ball tapped out. Then they get it to the shooter that you want for Independence at the line.
Franklin coach Jason Tigert, hands on hips, shaking his head, furious at giving up that offensive rebound as Montgomery knocks down the first free throw.
He knew that was an ideal chance, man. One for one. He got the sub in. He wanted his guys back in. Didn't come down with the rebound.
35 seconds to go. This can make it a four-point Indy lead, and it does. Yeah. Montgomery 2 for 2.
That's what Jet does. Guys, water in his veins. Step up and make the shot. What we got here?
He's got 17. Here comes Franklin. 30 seconds left. They trail by four. Sam Adali, baseline left, fires it up top. Davis Long takes a dribble, fires a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Witt, and it's taken away by Jack Medalli. Rises high and glances it in off the backboard. With 18 seconds to go, timeout Franklin.
Wow, that was a big turnover right there. Great job rebounding. You got to secure it. But we told you in the first half, Lucas, if you take the ball, you put it away from your body, who can take it? The little guys. That's the problem. Got to put it under your chin. If they go through your chin, that's a foul automatically. Can't do that, man. Great job. Great hands by Medalli right there to get in there and go finish.
Hey, the little guys have been driving these teams,
man,
all season.
Yes, they have. I like that, man. There you go. So you get a little man props in there. I tell you what, man, it's going to be interesting right here what happens. Independence will be taking the ball out. Will you have some token full-court pressure to try to get a trap? And then if you're able to get the trap, if you're Independence and you're handling the ball, do you look to throw it over the top where you know it's one guy back, you can create a two-on-one, fast break, pull it out, do whatever you want to do with it. So it's going to be interesting right here to see what the strategy is.
The Independence Eagles lead the Franklin Admirals 51-49. 18.5 seconds to go. It will be Independence ball. After the Franklin timeout.
Man, I used to love to be in the situations like this right here in my day, man, when I'm playing. Because this is free throws. You know you're going to get fouled. Go to the line, you get some free shots. I always wanted to be an 80% free throw shooter. And I was, man. This is easy money right here. Here we go. Let me see what we got. Coming out, look like the matched up man-to-man full court press with one guy. Whoever the guy's taking it out should be the guy.
Davis Long will have the baseline inbound to our left. Franklin down by two. And here's a tie.
That the coaching is taking place. That's a chess match going on here. He came out to see what they were saying.
Timeout taken by Independence.
Yep.
It's reset good. A little bit here.
Yeah. Good to set up in. Franklin came out kind of in a box set to see what the screen. It probably would have been a screen to screen to play. Independence noticed that, so they call a timeout to see what they can come up with next.
Franklin got off to the fast start, especially defensively in the first quarter. They led after one. Independence rallied, found some offense. They led by nine. It was 29-20 at halftime. And then Independence really came out hot in the third. They took a 12-point lead, the largest of the night, before Franklin rattled off a 10-0 run. And it's been back and forth since then. And now it's Independence 51, Franklin 49, with 1.9 on the clock here at Independence High School. Franklin will have a baseline inbound under the bucket to try and find a tying shot or a game winner. Who do you want with the ball in their hands here, ultimately, if you're Franklin?
If I have my first choice, I want Jack Medalli to get it in the paint. I'll take any shot he can get. If I can't get him, I would love to have Noah McGee coming off a screen and being able to just get a shot up. Get crafty as you can. Coming out in the box set again right here. Watch the screen to screener. It ought to be a guy coming up. 12 should be coming from the left block. Screening two. Jack Medalli should screen for him. He should pop out. Jack Medalli diving to the rim.
Long with the baseline inbound. Slaps the ball. Looking for an option. Looking. Timeout. Timeout taken by the sophomore. Long surveyed the scene. Didn't have what he wanted. And he signaled for the timeout. So back to the sidelines we go with 1.9 seconds left.
I'm not sure, but if I'm not mistaken, I've run these sets plenty of times. I think Tom Fortin, the number two, ran that play wrong. He was supposed to freeze and let Jack Medalli come behind him, set a screen, and then Jack flashed to the ball. There was a little bit of panic there because, you get the five-second count. So he just sprinted to the corner, number two did, Tom. And when he did that, that kind of left Jack in no man's land with his man not be able to pass the ball in. So got to get a little bit more continuity right here for their offense. LDN's underline, underneath the out-of-bounds play. There you go. Come on, Pan. Help me.
Frankly.
You're shaking your head. You happy I'm messing up or something, Pan? What you doing?
Well, I did let you flounder a bit there. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Franklin huddled up in their maroon pullovers on the coaching staff to our left, trying to draw up a potential game-winning play. They can tie it with two, down 51-49 with 1.9 seconds left.
Alignment a little bit different. Important for Tyus to understand for Independence, keep his head above, under the rim.
Long with the baseline inbound.
There
looking,
it is at the
mouth
of the basket.
Up for Medalli. He puts it up with a touch shot. It's no good. Franklin wants a foul. Oh, they won't get it.
That's tough.
Game over.
Independence pulled it out.
The Eagles spill out onto the floor. The student section.
Independence pulled it out.
Ruckus on the far side. And Independence snaps a 10-game losing skid against the Franklin Admirals.
Really good game right there. Hard fought right there. Man, that's what you wanted to draw up. You wanted Jack Medalli being able to dive to the basket. You got the ball at the mouth of the rim. Woo! The refs did not decide the game, so you can't be upset with that. They let the players decide the game. I'll accept it.
Final score, Independence 51, Franklin 49. Independence improves to 18-4. Franklin falls to 17-5. We'll react to it when we come back. This is High School Basketball on 104.5 The Zone.